B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Oh, so he knows how to pick up a telephone. Stan! Hey!
Who is this?
This is Dr. Raymond Bastardo.
Dr. Bastardo, you're talking about picking up a phone. I've been trying to call you now for the past week. Text, call. I need my prescriptions taken care of.
You put me through hell today.
How did I put you through hell?
Nancy has had that phone up to her ear since 2 o'clock. She's been trying to call you. Why didn't you pick up? You see, it's my office calling.
You're right. And you're calling my house, Dr. Bastardo. I'm not home.
What?
I'm at work. You always do that. I'll get home at 6:30, 7 o'clock. I get my messages. This is Dr. Bastardo's office calling. This is Nurse Kunstler, and you're due for your checkup. We haven't. I'm at work in the afternoon, just like everybody else is, Dr. Bastardo.
My God. For a second, you sounded just like Nancy.
Yes, that's her. And she's, you know what? She half the time doesn't. Stan, I see you haven't been in a year and a half. Nurse Counselor, I was in six weeks ago.
I apologize. I had a big, I left today. I had it with her. And I said, you know what, lady? Get on your broom. Take the rest of the day off and take your flying monkeys with you.
Where are you now? So you're not seeing patients in the office today?
Well, no. I had an emergency pop up. I had to take Sinatra to the vet.
You had to take Sinatra to the vet?
He's a 16-year-old bull mastiff. Yeah, I had to take him in because he had an intestinal blockage. I'm sitting out in the car waiting for him. It's great, though, because I got him, you know, registered AKC.
Okay,
you know, yeah. Sure. Alphabet. He's a former grand champion.
Okay, that's great. And he's 16 now.
The great thing, though, is when I get mail sometime and it's addressed to Sinatra, Francis Albert.
Yeah,
you can look it up. He's a registered champion.
Okay, so. I believe you that he's a registered champion.
So anyway, I dropped Sinatra off.
I really do have to see that dog sometime.
I wish you would. I don't know how long he's got. So anyway,
yeah.
I bring him in here at the vet here. I bring him in to see Dr. Festino. And Fisty said he was listening to your show.
Fisty?
Yeah, you know Dr. Festino.
I know. You call him Fisty. So Fisty was listening to the show.
Yeah. Fist says to me,
you obviously don't listen, and neither does your office, because you keep calling me at home when I'm working.
I listen all the time. what was that? You had that guy on about the thing.
Right. I'm glad you remembered that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was really good.
Okay, what's
that? Really good, that. The guy was on about the thing.
The deal.
About.
Yeah. What
so
about
Fist says,
Fisty?
Fist says he was putting down a cat and he had the radio on. And he keeps it on in the back there,
okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And he says, I'll take care of Sinatra. Maybe you should think about taking care of your patients.
That's yeah.
What the hell are you talking about, Fist? He says, that guy on the radio. And I said, who are you talking about? I got, you know, lots of guys on the radio.
Yep, you got
you
a lot.
I treat, you know, lots. I don't want to mention other names, but, you know, I know lots of people.
Yeah, and every time I'm in your office, you remind me of it.
Yeah, well, you know, a guy came in the other day. I don't know if you remember Edison the Lighthouse.
Yeah.
The lead singer of Edison Lighthouse came in the other day and gave him a scrotal. And, you know what? Go on with your life.
Okay,
you know?
But so you're talking to Fist.
Yeah, and Fist says that you had, I got to be careful with my language, I guess, but you had some sort of S-fit? You were up in the middle of the night with something to do with an S-fit?
No. See, this is where people listen to the show and they don't hear. They hear what they want to hear.
Listen,
they don't. What?
I'm your doctor, and I need you to do as I say.
You don't know what.
I want you to get a stool sample together and drop it off at Nancy's house. Okay. Now, I don't know what it is you're doing with computers and monitoring your bowel movement that way, but they don't work, and they're bad news. Okay? This is your doctor talking to you. Okay? If worse comes to worse.
You got it all wrong. You got it all wrong.
You know what? If, you know, if a 16-year-old dog, Francis Albert Sinatra, can have things done, I can do the same for you. We'll loosen it right up. Because I don't want you straining like that. We talked about that. It's not good.
Stop it a second.
It should not be a chore. So I don't know what sort of gadget you got, but it's obviously not working. Okay? So get the stool sample, put it in the plastic bag, take it to Nancy's house. You know where Nancy lives. Drop it off. I'll overnight it. I'll have her go through it first, of course, make sure there's nothing obvious. You there?
You got. You got it all wrong.
Game.
You got it all first. It's coming along nicely. Well, Dr. Bastardo.
You got out this past weekend?
I got to the range this weekend, but you know it's in season right now, and it's so tough to get out. Can I talk to you?
What would you say? Friday afternoon, 2:30, Piney Brook.
Friday afternoon, Dr. Bastardo, I'm at work on Friday. Now, Dr. Bastardo, will you listen to me? Doctor?
It is not my job to listen to you.
You're a doctor.
My job is to tell you what you need to do. And I've been telling you, you need to cut back on those fried foods.
First of all,
you know what?
What?
You're not getting any younger. I think I'm going to start you on Lipitor.
I'm already on Lipitor. I've been on it for 15 years. You prescribe it to me. Look. You heard so many incorrect details about me.
I heard the whole thing. You went to that place that had fried chicken on the menu, and now you're all plugged up in the middle of the night.
No, and it's the opposite.
Fisty specifically said that you threw some sort of S-fit. You were up in the middle of the night having an S-fit.
I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning because I had a reaction to the carbs.
What I don't understand is I'm not only a doctor, I'm a friend.
Yeah, you'd
Why
say
wouldn't you come to me first if you were having problems with your BM?
Look, first of all, it's going to pass. It was stuff that I ate. Second of all, I've texted you and called you. You don't return them. And why did you give me only one refill on my maintenance medication? One refill? One? I'm going to call you again and say I need more.
I like to see it.
I've been trying.
And, besides the point, you got insurance. How the hell do you think I maintain this lifestyle?
Look, I don't need to leave a stool sample at Nurse Kunstler's home door.
Listen.
And what?
Nancy told me.
Nancy told you.
That you're insured, you change insurance.
Yes, I've got new insurance. Am I still covered with you, or do I have to find another primary?
Listen, you're good as gold with me.
Then why do I get bills from you? I get bills when...
Listen, you're going to get some more bills. I want you to ignore them.
That's it's what you told me the last time.
It's just a game that they play, and you're going to be getting bills for some tests that you may not remember having done, if you know what I mean. That's why I need you to come in the office.
Yeah. All right. Enough said. But don't listen to Dr. Fistenberg. Because...
Listen.
What?
Dr. Fistino. Have a little respect.
He didn't hear correctly.
And if anybody should ask, I'm not saying that they will.
Yeah.
You got a heart murmur.
I don't have a heart murmur.
I know you don't. I mean, we have that checked. Very expensive.
All right, can we make golf on Saturday instead of Friday?
No, I already got the tee pass.
Okay, can I get a refill of my Lipitor?
Yeah, call my office.
I'm talking to you right now.
I am at Dr. Pistino's place right now, waiting for Sinatra to get unplugged.
Okay.
I'm calling you personally on my cell. Okay?
I'll go without limited
minutes. I have limited minutes. Okay?
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long.
the afternoon. That's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. On all afternoon.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. I got to tell you this, Haney. I just saw it. And I had to bring it to the attention of Matt Mangus. Remember a couple of weeks ago? Granted, it was a tearjerker. But we played the final recording that John Prine ever recorded.
Yeah, and immediately... Everybody knew, and his record company said, thank you,
The song, I Remember Everything, phenomenal song.
It choked me up.
Me too. First time ever for him as an artist. Debuted number one on the Billboard Rock Digital Sales Chart, number one. John Prine's... I Remember Everything, which is why I informed Matt Mangus we were one of the first to play it. The record label said, hey, we should be getting something.
Like a plaque or something.
And
none of this, two WRXK nonsense either. WRXK had nothing to do with it. They were merely the delivery system.
They were the syringe, not the drug in it.
That's an excellent way of putting it.
And so, yeah, number one, rock. And it is a tearjerker.
Well, it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful song. I said when we introduced it, one of his best, in my opinion, and it was his final one. Oh, as long as we're talking.
You know, it seems like...
What?
It's sad... The timing of it, but it seems like maybe with his death, he's getting the recognition he didn't get in life.
Well, he's being because exposed once, to a lot more people.
Because once people go, that sounds, maybe I should listen to it. And then they get it.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to tell you, we'll play it today, 3 o'clock hour. New one by Funk Turkey.
Oh, I love it. I love my bots.
Yeah, a brand new bot. Actually, I kind of juxtaposed it. The Nirvana one that we played, and then we have this one that we're doing. I guess this one came out just days before the Nirvana one did. I just didn't see it.
Does it have anything to do with hot foods?
Well, how would you say that? Anything to do with hot foods?
I didn't listen to it all the way, but it's everything you would expect.
Is it, really?
Yes.
Yeah, that came out like weeks ago.
No, yeah, it was the 8th, but we haven't played it.
It was on our Facebook page.
I didn't put it there. Did you put it there?
I did.
Well, then I'm scratching it. Nobody's going to hear it.
because it came out like a week before the Nirvana one did, and I didn't see it. It's Tool Shed.
Yeah, that's that.
I think it was pretty good.
Yeah.
If you want me not to play, I won't play it at all then. If it's been on the Facebook, he knows about it and spreads it around.
Well, that's why I would be really curious, except he put it on the Facebook, and yeah. I saw it, and I'm
well,
like,
Matt Mangus put it on Facebook.
Oh, he did?
Matt Mangus did, yeah.
On our Facebook page?
No, well, I shared it. It's on the 96K-Rock page, but I shared it to
our
page.
What are you driving at?
What do you mean?
He's trying to deflect, even though he put it on our page.
By the way, maybe I should save this. We were talking yesterday, and
you know how often I think that, and you know how often I remember to do it later? Never.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe you shouldn't.
I'm just going to say today, both grab bag and email today regarding Junior and men with pictures with cats. Talked about
I mean, that was just a throwaway story. And then when he came up with those photos, it was like, boy, this is a problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem. Yeah. We have something in the mailbag today regarding it. Our people at the grab bag did something with it. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Haney did a story yesterday, and like you said,
the world is on fire. The world is on fire. There's a pandemic, but in the middle of it all, I think it was Colorado State University, go Buffaloes, yeah. Thought we need to do a study to see if women find pictures of men holding a cat attractive or not.
Yep, yeah. And the verdict was in.
Hard. You've not been doing yourself any favors. So, as we're doing the story about how women see men holding cats as less masculine, not dateable, Junior starts popping up pictures of him
photo montage.
Lying in bed shirtless, all sleepy-eyed, with a cat on his chest, ass to the face.
That was just one. He's got an array.
But they're all of him in bed with a cat.
I've got plenty of pictures with my cat.
Let me ask you a question.
Is your roommate taking those?
No, that was me.
Selfies.
That was a selfie.
Straight
arms. That was a selfie.
Oh, yeah. He's got long arms. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to him.
What's the cat's name?
Peanut. When I found her, she was just the size of a peanut.
What I thought he said, right?
Peanut.
Oh, nut.
Yeah, your hearing's as bad as mine for a second. I thought he said penis. We're going to be...
Want to meet my kitty.
Penis.
Penis. This is my little kitty cat, penis.
I mean, I'm sorry.
But Haney's world, that's what it is.
Sorry, Haney and I have been in the business 40 years. Our hearing goes.
Yep.
And you say, what?
Peanut.
I'd like you to meet my kitty cat, penis. I love him.
Yeah.
Come here, penis. Oh, where has my little old penis gone?
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Hello.
Mike Chiannopoulos today, in about 1 hour.
I don't know what that was, Stan.
What?
Remember I showed you yesterday how my foot got bit?
Yeah.
It happened again last night. Several times.
I want to look at it here. I just want to let people know that they need to start texting now so we can get your questions to Mike Chiannopoulos in 1 hour.
I'm not going to have a foot left at this rate.
239-277-9600 is the Absolute Law text line. If you have a question for Mike, he's a lawyer. He'll answer it for you. Just got to text your question, 239-277-9600. Let's see, did you get bit again?
Yeah.
Well, you're sitting in the same spot, and you're getting bit in the same spot. Maybe move the spot that you're sitting in. Oh, my goodness. You're getting bitten by either an ant. Well, I...
You see, it went up higher.
Yeah, it's an ant. It's an ant. You're being bitten by an ant.
Is it the same ant?
That you're being... No, there's probably a bunch of them around there, and there are those little...
You know, I can't see anything.
No, of course not. Let me explain something. Let me explain something.
And oh, listen. Junior, you want to see my foot, too?
Oh, yeah, he likes
He feels anything. Left out.
Yeah, let him take a look at it.
Come here.
We had this problem here at K-Rock.
Oh, my God.
All right. You got any, can you make it better?
The dark up there, that's from one night, and then it worked its way up last night.
Can you make it better for him?
No.
Then go back and sit down. Go back in
your room. Nobody wanted to see. He felt left out.
It was here. You know who asked one of the sports guy, the skinny sports guy? Because he had the same problem. They were here, and they were on the ground outside and would get into our cars because we park over on the side over there by the trees.
Yeah, to try and stay away from stuff.
Like bird crap.
Yep.
So I'd get into my car. Same thing with the sports guy. We'd get into our car, and I'm driving home, and I'm getting bitten on my legs like that. Every day I'm going like, and then I was just, no, just me or something. And then the sports guy comes up to me and says, are you getting bitten like I'm getting bitten?
And it looked like that?
Yeah. And what it is, our pesticide guy who comes here all the time, we told him about it. There are these little tiny ants. They're not crazy ants. They're not fire ants. They're like little ants that are in the trees, and they go down the trunk, and they go into the grass to feed, and they will go everywhere looking for any kind of food. And these son of a bitches bite like hell, and they leave marks just like that, and you can't see them.
I've never had a reaction like that to an ant bite other than a fire ant, and it wasn't as bad as that.
Yeah. These are these little tiny, I can't remember if you call them a tree ant.
And so you can't see them.
You can see them if you...
But you're not going to see them if you're sitting in a chair and you're looking down three feet.
And they would come up on the console here. They were a pretty good infestation of them here about a year and a half ago. And you would see them, just little tiny ants. And
you wouldn't give them a second look.
And I would be sitting here talking to you. And I'd look, and I'd see one of them walking across my hand. And every once in a while, they'd give me a bite. But in my car, I'd get in here after 6 o'clock, get in my car to go home, and I'm being bitten like mad from them.
Well, that's good.
Like the little tree ants.
At least the spider bites on my hand have healed up before we get to this.
Oh, we got somebody that can fix it for you. Have him dab some bleach on the bites. Hand sanitizer will stop the itch.
Well, it's not the itch. I want to stop the damn ant.
Yeah, here's another one. Have him put bleach. No, I'm not going to say that on the air. One thing, Absolute Law text line, other thing. In defense, and this person is incorrect, in defense of Junior and his cat and the survey, they question girls 18 to 24, so they are not developed yet, mentally developed yet. Wrong. Didn't they go across the spectrum and that the only ones who didn't have an opinion either way were cat ladies?
The conclusion that they arrived at is that the only group of women that was, they weren't happy about it, but it didn't upset them, that were neutral with a picture of a man holding a cat, were cat ladies.
Yep.
Now, it didn't make them like that person anymore,
right,
or make them more dateable, but they didn't hold it against somebody.
They surveyed multiple groups of women. And it was the cat ladies. Okay.
I don't know if it said what the ages were. I was being hurried along yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. You were.
Because we had to get to how to make a peanut butter sandwich.
Yep. Grab bag brought to you by...
It was imperative that we get that done.
The Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. Make a reservation. And speaking of restaurants, a lot of them are open now. But the question is, mask? Do you wear a mask at a restaurant?
I don't know. You guys told me that you got to wear a mask everywhere.
Well, there's a solution.
That's why I don't go anywhere.
Yeah, there's a solution.
Concerned about social distancing? Want to make sure your first sit-down meal at a restaurant is safe? Come on into Feed Bags, where your food goes directly from the frying pan into your face mask. Careful, it's hot. Your food goes from farm to table to being poured directly into your N95 mask where you gulp it down like a farm animal being trained for a state fair competition. Feed Bags, the new normal. And don't forget our convenient drive-thru.
Here you go.
Here you go. I like that sound effect.
Yeah.
Here you go. Sounded like a friendly chap.
Guys looking for a relationship? Well, you should get rid of something from your social media pics. Your cat. Research shows women are less attracted to men who have cats. There's a new PSA out for this.
A new study says that when women rate photos of men, pictures of men holding cats were seen as less masculine and less dateable. Sorry, Sir Purrs-a-Lot. Bye-bye, bonkers. Ta-ta, Tabby. And so long, Simba. Daddy needs some female companionship. This message brought to you by that cute puppy that's a guaranteed chick magnet.
Get it?
Oh, yeah. Somebody's getting lucky tonight.
We've discussed these before.
Here's another real tip on how to be a good wife from Housekeeping Monthly magazine in 1955.
Prepare your children. Take a few minutes to wash their hands and faces and comb their hair. Minimize all noise. At the time of your husband's arrival, eliminate all noise of the washer, dryer, or vacuum. And try to encourage your children to be quiet.
How far we've come since 1955. Mm. Now we're working women, completely equal to men. Join us next time for more outdated tips from 1955 on how to be a good wife.
Who says they're outdated?
Yep. Right around the time that women stopped believing that being a good wife and mother was important, they began raising the generation that we have seen so recently in our nation's streets.
Don't worry, Haney, I have more. This guy...
Well, what are you doing, Junior? What is that? What is that gesture? I'm not familiar.
What gesture?
You were waving your hand around.
I was just wiping my hands. I put some hand sanitizer on my hands.
Why would you? You're in there alone.
I don't know, man. Precaution.
Is it just a nervous habit? Or
very passive-aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you doing that because you really want a cigarette?
Maybe.
Okay. That makes sense.
Weatherman Anthony Slaughter was doing his thing on Today in St. Louis.
It must be inappropriate.
And thought he was doing a tape report. No, in fact, he was live. He later explained to viewers he hadn't eaten all morning. That's why this happened live.
The heat and humidity are back for the weekend with a chance of more storms beginning on Friday. I'm so hungry. My stomach is so rumbly.
That was live.
Is that how we behave at work?
No, it is not.
If only he had a mother that could have explained that to him.
But he's of that age. Oh, here we go.
Here's another real tip on how to be a good wife from Housekeeping Monthly magazine in 1955.
Touch up your makeup, put a ribbon in your hair, and be fresh looking. Your husband has been with a lot of work-weary people. Be a little gay and a little more interesting for your husband. His boring day may need a lift, and one of your duties is to provide it.
Huh. No wonder my grandmother seemed so unhappy. Join us next time for more outdated tips from 1955 on how to be a good wife.
You never asked her. There's a store in Miami that only, that taken advantage of it, only sells COVID-19 stuff. And they had their big opening.
Anything that's COVID-19 related, we have it. The man was there. Everybody was kind of looking for masks and sanitizers and anything to do with COVID. The thermal imaging camera that we have in the front literally detects the heat of your body. It is mandatory to wear a mask. Might as well make it a fashionable mask. So we carry every single mask you can imagine.
Why wasn't that place burned to the ground? Why wasn't that place boarded up?
I don't know.
Can tell you right now, if I walked in that store and didn't say a word, within seconds, someone, probably that guy, would come up to me and tell me I'm being inappropriate and I need to leave. Pardon me, sir, you've been asked to leave. You're inappropriate. I was simply here, sir, because you specialize in COVID merchandise, and I'm looking for a tiny little mask for my cat penis.
There you go.
Here's another real tip on how to be a good wife from Housekeeping Monthly magazine in 1955.
Don't ask him questions about his actions or question his judgment or integrity. Remember, he is the master of the house, and as such, will always exercise his will with fairness and truthfulness. You have no right to question him. A good wife knows her place.
Why do I have the feeling that column was written by a man? Join us next time for more outdated tips from 1955 on how to be a good wife.
Oh, yeah. Let's make fun of 1955. Oh, what a silly time. Yep. The people they're talking about there in 1995, those...
55?
What?
You said 95.
Oh, yeah, it was bad in 95, but nothing like this. But back in 1955, the time they're making fun of?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. The head of the household had just won World War II a decade or so ago and wanted the best for his wife and kids. He'd seen hell on earth, and, well, it shouldn't take an instructional manual to treat him with a little respect,
that's
please.
All. That's all he's asking for.
And your children, that's supposed to be a joint venture. But, you see, his role in the nuclear family is that of provider. So, in extreme emergencies, he can intervene if you require assistance. But you have all day long to mold those little monsters into good, God-fearing Americans.
This happened about a week ago. I don't know why we're just getting it now, but it's pretty cool. A singer who had just graduated from Portland State was outside pre-recording the national anthem for their virtual graduation.
Oh, that's inappropriate.
What's inappropriate?
The national anthem. You don't want to do that in public.
It's still the national anthem.
No, I don't think it is.
This is not your story.
Because slavery.
This is not your story. A singer.
Stan, did you not know that the statue of Francis Scott Key has been taken down and removed?
I understand that.
Get with the times, okay?
The singer who just graduated from Portland State was outside pre-recording the national anthem for her virtual graduation. They were doing it. They were filming it to be run for the virtual thing. And in the middle of it, who happened to be walking by? No joke. It was just by happenstance.
Joe Piscopo?
No. Jeez. A professional opera singer showed up, was walking by, and went and sang a harmony. unsolicited, heard her singing with the camera on her, and a guy's walking
by. Okay, now, a professional opera singer can pull that off, because that's a very hard song to sing, much less to spontaneously harmonize to.
So she starts singing, he's walking by, he hears her, decides to do the harmonies.
That's pretty impressive.
Here's an abbreviated version of it. She's singing, and then he joins in.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, and the home of the brave?
It was awesome. I saw it about a week ago.
And they weren't beaten for that?
No. Why are you... I'm begging you. If we're on a list, I'm begging you. Don't say anything more.
I'm just trying to get with the times, man.
You're not. No, you're not. She was a young white girl. He was an African-American male. They social distanced, and it was beautiful.
Oh, come on.
Will you stop? I'm asking you, stop. Steve Martin.
One of the greats.
He sure is.
Oh, sorry.
Steve Martin takes his banjo playing, we know this, very seriously. He still treats us to a joke every now and again.
Well, he's a virtuoso on that instrument.
He did this song, Office Supplies, on banjo, remotely, with the Philadelphia Orchestra. So he opens up, tells you what the song is going to be. They're all remote doing their thing. All the musicians are from their individual homes, the Philadelphia Orchestra included.
How do you coordinate all that? I don't know. That boggles my mind.
And this is what they did.
I'm Steve Martin here, and I'm proud to be playing with members of the Philadelphia Orchestra. And the tune we're playing is called Office Supplies. And the reason it's called Office Supplies is a secret that I will tell you at the end of the song. Office Supply. 1, 2, 3, 4. Called Office Supplies is because if at the end of the song you're not thinking of Office Supplies, then I haven't done my job. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye.
Grab Bag has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, I got if there's strange stories. Because everybody at some point in their lives has come across a situation like this. You see something by a dumpster, and you want it. It's already been thrown out. Why should a couple locally be in trouble for that? We'll have it for you on the local beat.
You know, when I'm driving down the road, and I see what looks to be a perfectly fine recliner sitting by the side of the road, I think to myself, I should stop and pick that up. And then I realize, but I already have a recliner. Yeah. I don't need it. But what a shame that it's being thrown out. And then by the time I've already passed it, I go, you know what, Haney? It's being thrown out for a reason. You just don't know what it is.
How many times did we see the same recliner in San Carlos Park thrown out and somebody picked it up?
Oh, it was a well-known thing. The San Carlos Furniture Exchange.
Yep. You would go and throw out a recliner. Somebody would go and pick it up.
And then you'd see them throw it out a couple of months later.
And somebody would pick it up.
Yep. I will bet you within a... It's a certain area, San Carlos Park. I'll bet you if people went into a neighbor's house that they don't know, they'd find their old furniture.
Oh, yeah.
And vice versa.
So we'll have the local beat when we come back. Mike Chiannopoulos later on in the 3 o'clock hour. You have a question for him, text it to us. 239-277-9600. He's an attorney. He can help you.
Wouldn't you rather me be at home where you can just hit a button?
No. Because, no. But you need to.
Is he, and is Junior done fiddling now?
Well, I don't know, but we're late and we got to take a break.
Because you can have a cigarette now. The next break, I don't want to see you playing with your fingers and doing whatever you're doing back there.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. About 30 minutes away from attorney Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law joining us. He'll be social distancing on the phone. That's why we would like you to text your question to Mike Chiannopoulos. They're already rolling in. 239-277-9600. Later on today, chance to win. We'll play Stan's Name That Movie. He just passed away. Ian Holm. These will be films that Ian Holm has been in. I was able to...
You may not recognize the name, but you'll recognize the actor.
An amazing character actor who could do...
Which means he did his job.
He did. Some of these clips, he can change accents, or could change, on a dime. I'm like, boy, that from one clip to the other, it doesn't sound the same. It's him, one of the greats. A great character actor. In a lot of films. So we were talking about this, Haney, before the break, about, and this leads to the local beat. I lived in the park, you lived in the park. And when I moved out of the park to move to my condo on the desirable Daniels Corridor, I threw out a lot of stuff.
And it just disappears.
It
never makes it to the garbage truck.
No, forget that. I was throwing out a bunch of stuff. Had people in pickup trucks.
Within minutes.
All around me waiting for me to just drop it off. There was an old microwave. There was a chair. There was a broken table.
Just the stuff that you're not going to pay to move that stuff.
No, there's no use doing it. In seconds, swiped from the curb. Here's something, and they'll do it too. This is just a Stan and Haney tip. Do not pick up, if it's by the curb, a bed mattress. Okay? There's a reason. They'll do it. You'll see somebody take a mattress out of their house, put it at the end of the road for garbage pickup, but somebody comes by and takes it. Think for a second. Why would that person be throwing out a mattress?
It looks perfectly good.
It's perfectly good. It's a nice pillow top. That thing goes for, $900 at the store.
Who in the world would just throw away a perfectly good...
Take a look at the other side. You know, everybody flips a mattress, and sometimes they flip it for good reason.
And you can't see what's going on inside the mattress.
Yep. They're very absorbent.
And since in our infinite wisdom to save the environment, We did away with DDT.
Yep.
Something we never had to deal with growing up. Made a big comeback. Bed bugs.
Yep.
And a mattress can be at the curb. You might not see a thing.
Oh, that's individually coiled springs on that mattress. Who's throwing that out?
And that mattress could be all a 6 months old.
Yep.
Look brand new.
Look at that. Nobody tore the tags.
But if it's at the curb,
it's there for a reason.
Especially if it's a really nice one.
Yep.
Barely used.
Yeah. Look, I don't. If you want to go and pick up, this is our advice. Do not pick up a mattress. It could have bed bugs. Good chance here. It could have been Rusty's bed, the dog. It could have been, you know, some country doctor's birthing bed. It could have been Junior, not you, Junior, but little Junior. He could have had accidents in that bed, and it's time to get
could have had accidents or habits.
You know, trust me, the owner maybe has put a blue light to it and says, it's got to go. Meanwhile, there you are in your pickup truck saying, hey, look at that, Helen, there's a nice mattress there. We could use that. No, don't. If you see the microwave at the end, furniture.
Well, and like
cushioned
we're,
furniture.
And like we're learning with the Cove. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it ain't there.
Yep. Don't take a mattress. Don't. Now, these folks didn't think they were doing anything wrong. But when you get a knock on the door from the cops, let's take a look at today's local beat. This comes to us from NBC2, and I don't get it. I was always under the impression that something's at the dumpster, it's up for grabs.
Yeah, that all of a sudden, once it's placed out there, it's no longer private property, it's abandoned
property. This is from NBC2. Headline reads, I feel sad for these two. Headline reads, Florida couple takes furniture near Best Western dumpster. Now hotel could pursue legal action.
Why?
Allow me. Because this is ridiculous. Dateline North Fort Myers. Best Western could pursue legal action against a North Fort Myers couple after they took wicker furniture that was by the trash bin and upcycled it. They actually did something with it. Corey Price and Tiffany Quinn were out to dinner off of US 41 in early May, when they saw all of the wicker furniture by Best Western's dumpster and thought it was up for grabs. The couple looked at it, took it, fixed it up, and resold it to someone on Facebook Marketplace for $200.
So they've got something that was being thrown out. They put sweat equity into it.
Correct.
And would like to receive the fruits of their labor.
And they did, and they got $200 for it.
Now, is this one piece or a bunch of them?
It says wicker furniture.
Okay.
Fast forward to June 18th. A Lee County sheriff deputy knocked on their door asking about some stolen furniture. Corey Price says, I myself didn't have malicious intent. I never tried to hide what I did. And at the first opportunity, I spoke up and said, yeah, I did take the stuff. Best Western staff said the wicker furniture was actually near their dumpster because it was in its maintenance area against an outbuilding. The hotel didn't have cushions on the furniture at the time because they were reupholstering them and fixing them for their pool area. Best Western is trying to settle this situation with the couple by having them pay them $200, the $200 that they made. If not, Best Western says they may take the incident to court. Best Western said it has surveillance video of the couple taking the furniture, but the couple doesn't think they did anything wrong. Neither do I. Quinn, the woman, says they have surveillance video of the whole thing. We're not in masks or trying to get away with anything. We were just openly taking things from the dumpster. I would ask them to think more responsibly where they put their stuff if they didn't intend to throw it away. So now they could... Best Western wants money for it now. Hey, you took it. How many of us in our lifetime have seen something thrown in a dumpster or ready to go in the dumpster and you're saying, that's still pretty good stuff. I can do something with that. I can take it to my garage, give it a coat of paint on it.
Mm-hmm.
I can repurpose it for something else and fix it up and make some money. But no. We got you
on camera.
I guess
that's where you get to the matter of intent. Does the intent make a difference? They weren't out to steal.
No.
If there was even a sign that said, you know, this is property of Best Western, they wouldn't have done it.
So let me ask you. The Best Western says, oh, we'll settle this. Just give us $200 for what you took, and we'll forget the whole thing. Or we'll, look at you. We'll see you again in court. What do you do in that situation? Yeah, your intent was, hey, I thought this was up for grabs. You threw it out. Do you give them $200 to make the whole thing go away? Or do you say, look, let's let a jury decide this thing and see. Let them see the video. Let them see where the wicker furniture was. I'll fight it to the highest court in the land. I don't know. I think it's ridiculous.
I don't know, but as Mike constantly tries to teach us, common sense and the law are two different things. And any time that you're about to become involved in a legal matter, if you can make it go away for $200, it's a bargain.
Yep. Because you're going to have to hire attorneys and you're going to have to go
$200 is as cheap as it gets, even when you've done nothing wrong.
Yep. Speaking of attorneys, Mike Chiannopoulos will be with us next.
And I think he'll back us up on that.
Mike is a lawyer. And he comes on this show every week.
Forget about the issue.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. If $200 makes it go away,
yeah,
and you do know.
I think you.
How many times have people been told, "Look, I can see that you're 100% in the right. That's not what this is about. You got to swallow your pride and
give them the $200."
Yep.
If you'd like to text Mike, so he can answer your question, we've already got a bunch of them in.
And they very well could take it to a jury and win. But that's going to be more than $200.
Want to talk to Mike? 239-277-9600.
Substantially more.
Absolute Law text line. Mike Chiannopoulos is next. We're Stan and Haney.
What you're going to hear today is nothing short of a miracle. It's dramatically new. Made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here, Tuesday afternoon. Half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Hour away from a chance to win with Stan's Name That Movie. But it is Tuesday afternoon, right around 3:35, 3:40, and that means Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law is joining us.
Be interested to see what he's got to say.
Yeah, Mike, welcome.
Good morning, or good afternoon. I'm gonna say good morning.
Yeah, are we on a speakerphone?
I am. Well, I was on hold. There we go.
Okay,
now you're up and running.
Oh, perfect. First of two things. First of all, we didn't get a chance. I know I did after the show, but we want to wish both Haney and I want to wish you a belated happy birthday.
Thank you.
Because I know last Tuesday was your birthday. He turned 39. And
that's right. 39 and holding, baby.
And secondly, so often when Mike comes on here and we have listener texts on the Absolute Law text line, Mike doesn't know where they're coming from, and he answers them all. And I had a question for Mike today.
He takes on all comers. I mean, he's like a legal John L. Sullivan.
Yeah. And I had a question for him today, and he emailed me back, and he answered the question, and I thank you for that, Mike.
You're welcome.
And
you know, I didn't even realize it was you, Stan. I just answered the question, hit reply, and just answered the question.
Well, and thank you very much for that, and you answered some questions for me. Before we get to our texts.
Good luck suing me, Stan.
Well, the paperwork has been drawn. And Mike's all in favor of it.
all I'm saying is, Haney, you know, I was going to garnish your salary, but there wasn't enough there to worry about.
Nope.
Very limited. Before we get to the text, Mike, we were doing in our last segment a story. We call it the local beat, and it's stories around town. And this one is just perfect for you to chime in on. There was the story coming out of North Fort Myers. NBC2 did the story, and it talked about a Florida couple were driving. They passed a dumpster at the Best Western in North Fort Myers. They saw thrown by the dumpster wicker furniture, and they said, you know what? We're going to grab this wicker furniture, take it home. They repurposed it, sold it on Facebook Marketplace for $200. Flash forward a month, there's a knock on their door from a Lee County sheriff saying they've got you on film stealing from Best Western. And they were accused of taking stuff that didn't belong to them. It was at the dumpster, Mike. And now Best Western is saying, well, you know what? We could take you to court or just give us the $200 and all will be forgotten. What's the law with stuff being thrown by a dumpster or leaning against a dumpster? Isn't that up for grabs?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think it's abandoned property. At the time you put it out to the trash, you know, let's do the analysis this way. If I hire a private detective to come and learn about you for a case, divorce, whatever, he or she may take your trash and analyze it. Once you put that trash out to the curb to be picked up, because at that point you have no expectation of privacy in it. You're putting it out to be picked up by a third party. But if somebody goes in your house or goes in your driveway and goes through it, now there's a violation. So kind of wouldn't this be the same thing? I mean, once the company puts it out to the trash, haven't they divested themselves of any interest in made it just discarded or abandoned property that anybody can take? I would think so.
Now, the company was claiming that they had merely put the wicker furniture there because they had taken the cushions off to be reupholstered, and then they wanted to put them out back by their pool. Of course, it took a month, and they have all the video cameras. The two that took the wicker furniture weren't trying to hide. They weren't being malicious in any way. And now we're told either we're going to take you to court or pay us the $200 you made.
Look, the bottom line is it's not worth fighting. I think the guys who took the furniture are probably in the right, but it's not worth fighting. It's not worth having a record over. It's not worth even having a civil lawsuit where as you're going on in your life, people do background checks. They look you up. Well, you got sued for what? Conversion or civil theft or you know what? $200, it's cheap at twice or three times the price to not have any problems throughout the rest of your life based upon this stupid incident. Pay the money, make it go away.
Mike, would you say in general no matter what you're facing legally, if $200 makes anything go away, it's always worth it.
You know, I can't say always and never, but, boy, I can say almost always and almost never. I mean, I can hardly think of a situation where paying $200 to resolve something would be a bad deal.
Even if you
pay a lawyer way more than that.
Even if you feel morally 100% you're in the right, $200 is a bargain to get yourself free of the situation.
Absolutely. And, you know, Haney, I try to tell the clients all the time, listen, there's two ways to evaluate a lawsuit. You can determine it monetarily, how much am I going to put in, what am I expected to get back for what I'm paying, and it's morally right, it's correct, I'm standing on principle, and I'll pay whatever money it takes. Now, the truth of the matter is most clients are somewhere in the middle, but you have to decide which one of those is more important.
Well, the truth,
pay $200 to not deal with it, easy.
Yeah.
The truth is most clients start out on that moral platform, and by the time they've spent many times $200, they go, yeah, I should have listened to you.
$200.
Yeah. You know, I find that true with divorce clients. They got a lot of fire in their belly when the divorce starts. He or she did this and that. About the time they get their second bill, they decide they want this to go away.
Yeah.
Let's go to the absolute law text line.
Not saying that that's right, but that's the world we live in.
We have people that would like your help. This one is from Alex. He writes, Mike, I have a question. About 3 to 4 years ago, I got charged with shoplifting, but I was not taken to jail. I completed my diversion program by taking an online class, but it's still appearing on my record. Can that be expunged? I cannot remember where I took the class, but I did receive a certificate of completion, and it was received at the courthouse via fax from myself. And just to clarify, this did happen in Lee County.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's going to continue to show on your record. Yes, you were given pretrial diversion, so essentially there's no charges on you, and you completed it, so there will be no charges on you. However, that's still going to show up there, and yes, you have to have it expunged so long as adjudication was withheld. And on a diversion, it is. So, yes, you can expunge it is the long answer or the short answer, but my biggest question is why? Call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. I'm going to talk to you, give you a free consultation, but talk to you about how much does it cost to get this expunged? And what's the real benefit of it being expunged? Do you really need to spend that money? What are you going to get for it? So call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, and we'll talk about it.
All right. But, you know, the thing is, and we've talked about this before, Mike, it's just that when you go and you're applying, it still pops up that you were arrested. And I think he would like to see that go away. You know, you're applying for a job or something and make that go away.
And that's the thing I can't make go away.
Yep.
Is the arrest record.
And we've talked about that before. Arrest and conviction of a crime are two different things.
You can be completely innocent. Say there was a bank robbery and you are detained because you look like the suspect, and they realize 100% within minutes, you know, that's not you. But if you're booked,
you've been arrested.
Right. On suspicion of bank robbery.
Yep. Jeez.
Days right there.
Mike, another from the Absolute Law text line. If they, meaning a local government, makes it mandatory to wear a mask in public, can you be fined or slapped with a misdemeanor for not wearing a mask?
Well, that depends on the laws that they put in place. They certainly have threatened that to make not wearing a mask, to make failing to wear a mask a criminal sanction. And, yes, I believe it would be a misdemeanor. I can't imagine it would be a felony. But nobody's passed that law yet that I know of.
Okay. Absolute Law text line. Mike, what are the rules for carrying a rifle in your vehicle in plain view, unloaded, and properly stored? A rifle, not a handgun concealing it or doing it. You have a rifle.
You know, I think that, you know, it's not a concealed weapon, so I can't see where it would be a problem, but you need to separate the weapon and the ammunition at least two generations. So, like, you know, in the trunk with a lock on it and in a lockbox in the trunk with a lock on it, you got two locks between the weapon and the ammunition. But, you know, you're only supposed to do that to and from the range. I mean, I guess I would ask you, why do you feel like you need to ride around with a gun in your car?
You know what I don't see much of, Mike?
Window in the back of the truck there, Bubba?
Well, that's what, because we used to see, when I first moved to Florida, I used to see that a lot and never gave it a second thought. These guys that have the pickup truck and they got the rack right in the back window of the of the pickup truck, and they got their rifles or shotguns back there and driving around like there's no... Is that's legal to do or illegal, Mike?
Well, it's gray because it's legal to do if you have a valid purpose to do it. You're going to a range to shoot, or you're going to take your weapon to be fixed or whatever. But no, it's not legal to just joyride around with that weapon in the window of your truck.
Because that's like one of the – we would see them, and that's where they intended to be, and they would be driving to the bar. They'd be driving to work and have that rifle rack right in the back of their pickup truck.
Yeah. Yeah. If it were me, I'd put a plastic or a dummy weapon up in it so it looks cool, looks exactly like a real one, but it's not if you get pulled over. That might be an interesting thing. Just remember, when you get pulled over and they think there's a weapon there, the situation's going to go very differently than if there's no weapon involved.
Gotcha. Well, that's the truth. Absolute Law text line. This, I don't know if I've gotten a question like this for you before, Mike. So, again, this is a new one that you're going to try and field. My name is John. I was wondering if a lease to own was signed and was in the final stages of being paid off and the person passes away, do the next of kin have any rights to pay that off and buy the property?
The person buying the property passed away or selling
the person that was leasing the property with the intention to buy, they're in the final stages. They've been leasing. It was a lease to buy property, but that person passes away right before they turn over ownership, that they've leased it. Now I can finally own it. Does the next of kin have any rights to pay what is remaining off on the lease to buy the property?
Yes, they have to file what's called a probate and get somebody appointed as the personal representative for the person who died. And then the estate takes the right, has the right, maintains the right that the person who died had. And then that family member can, through the probate, go and pay it off and buy it for the estate.
Okay.
And then the estate can distribute it. You can't do a probate in Florida without a lawyer. It's just the way they wrote the law. So if you need some help, you can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, and we can help him get that done.
Okay. This one, you probably deal with this stuff all the time. You know, a husband and wife breaking up, and she's taking some stuff.
Some?
Never heard of that.
Some?
Well, this one is a little bit, let me pose the question to you, Mike, and it involves a firearm. Mike, my wife and I are on the outs. She broke into my truck and stole my gun and won't give it back. I'm a concealed carrier, and the gun is registered in my name. I've paid for it in full. What's the best way I can get my personal property, which she stole from my locked and secured truck? Thank you for answering, Mike. So that's the question, Mike. She took the gun.
So if you were married to her when the gun was purchased, I don't care if it was registered to you, paid for by you, whatever. If you were married when it was purchased, it's marital property. So if you had it before the marriage, then I can help you get it back because it's separate property. If it was purchased during the marriage, we're going to have to get it back during the divorce.
Well, it's registered in his name.
And
she
broke into his truck.
And he has the concealed carry, and she broke into his truck.
He called the police about her breaking into the truck. I don't think that's going to go very far because they're going to say, I don't want to get involved in a divorce matter. But at the end of the day, what she did is absolutely wrong, but she's going to get by with it. Now, let me tell you this. If he did it to her, he'd go to jail.
Oh, it was, yeah. If she did it to him,
she's going to get by with it. And you know, he can go, he can call the cops, they won't do anything. He can go see the judge, he won't do anything. And he'll say, well, if it was bought during the marriage as marital property, we'll divide it up according with the rest of the stuff.
But if he did the same thing, he'd be labeled a violent stalker.
Oh, if he did that with her diamond or her jewelry or whatever, oh, yeah, he'd be in trouble.
But let me ask you this, Mike, as far as marital property goes with him, it seems like that was, you know, in the family's eyes, the husband and wife's eyes, that was his truck, that was his gun. In the whole scheme if he bought that truck, they're husband and wife, but if he bought that truck and it's registered in his name only and he pays the insurance, it may have come from his own account that he keeps. If she breaks into it or takes something out of it, even though it's registered in his name only, it is his gun registered in his name only, it's still marital property.
If it was purchased during the marriage, yes. And you said paper out of his money. He doesn't have any money that's his if he's married.
Right.
The money you make in the state of Florida is 100% hers, and her money is 100% his. So, yeah, it doesn't matter if the truck's in his name, registered, paid for, et cetera, in his name, bought during the marriage, it's marital property.
God, you got to be a fool to get married these days.
This is amazing to me. So I say to my fictitious wife, hypothetical situation, Helen, my truck broke down. I think I'm going to go down to the Isuzu dealership and get myself a new truck. Don't worry about it. I've saved some money up. I'm going to go down there, trade in my truck, which is still in my name, register the new truck under my name, give them the money for it. It's still ours.
You know what?
If you get divorced, it's going to be divided as a marital asset.
I think they need to change the wedding vows. You know, I think that verse from Corinthians is a beautiful thing, but I think it needs to be made clear, especially to a young man, legally what you're getting into. And just spell it out for him. Do you agree to give this woman all of your earnings for as long as this marriage shall last? This woman shall be entitled to bang your best friend and still have all of your money and assets.
Yeah.
Hey, don't laugh. Don't laugh. No. That's a horrible thing. I had a guy who'd been married 30 years, came home early from a business trip, and found his wife in the coital position. With his best friend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he was mad that but here's what he was mad about. They got divorced. They'd been married, I don't know, 23 years or something, and he had to pay her $10,000 a month in alimony. He's like, how can this happen? She's doing this, and I have to pay her $10,000 a month in alimony. Crazy. If she did this, she violated the marriage. She shouldn't get anything from
that. Yeah, she broke the vow.
Doesn't work that way, guys. He had the money. She hadn't worked. She needed. He had the ability to help her need.
So the vows,
$10,000 a month.
So the vows that you agree to when you get married mean absolutely nothing legally.
They're ceremonial.
Yeah, they're selectively enforced by the courts. And again, I'll tell you, you know, here in South Florida, there's a penis tax.
So
you understand that
when you get married, no one is required to tell you how you are legally screwing yourself in perpetuity.
Nobody's required to tell you that, but if they have me as a friend, they
Mike.
Not everybody's that lucky, Mike.
24/7, and I can back that up. 24/7, you can get a hold of Mike Chinopoulos. Tell him how, Mike.
You can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. If it's outside of normal business hours, you press 6. Comes right to me. I answer the phone no matter where I am. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
what time of day it is either.
You're going to be getting a call from me because I want to sue Stan back.
You can't sue me back. I'm suing you, and he's representing me.
No, he's representing me.
He's representing. I'll talk to you for our meeting next week.
don't worry about it. Stan will call me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
See you later, pal.
Have a good day, guys.
There he goes. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated here on traffic in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, 30 minutes away from Stan's Name That Movie, 5 movie clips from the great character actor he passed away last week, Ian Holm. He's one of those guys that you'd recognize, has played a lot of significant
Elfin
roles.
Elfin, man.
Elfin, yes. Yeah, good way to describe. Yeah, some people would immediately identify him as an Elfin man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so take that hint for what it's worth.
Although, if you're being technical, not actually an elf. In his world, elves are much larger than him.
Correct. Let's.
I won't say.
Right.
He's about as tall as a troll, just not as wide.
Yep. Yes.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, thank you. I think it helps our audience. Yes, it does.
All right.
Let's get you updated. First look. We'll start with a disabled vehicle in North Fort Myers, North Tamiami Trail and Littleton Road. Fort Myers, we've got a crash. College Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue. And then in Lehigh Acres, we have a crash. Lee Boulevard and Sarah Avenue North. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
A prominent Hollywood director passed away yesterday. You may know his name, you may not, but you'll know his movies. We'll tell you.
Okay.
A filmed version of the Broadway hit musical Hamilton will be made available on Disney Plus on July 3rd.
Okay.
They tried very hard to give you the full Hamilton experience, but they did have to make a couple of edits.
From the play?
Yes. So the kids could watch it. Major League Baseball is coming back.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Maybe.
Yeah. The Players Union and the commissioner can't agree on a single thing.
Boy, they should take lessons from the WWE.
Damn right. You know who's in town? The Toronto Raptors.
Why?
They're over at FGCU practicing for the abbreviated NBA season. The world champion Raptors are in town.
Weta North is in Dunk City?
Yes! On campus. They're using their facilities.
Is nobody supposed to know that?
Oh, it was known. I saw it yesterday. I forgot to mention it.
No. I'm sure nobody will bother him.
No, that to be left completely alone. The NBA world champion Toronto Raptors.
Greeted with a yawn by Southwest Florida.
Yes. That's why they come here.
A new study has... They've done these studies for years. This is the latest updated one on how much it will cost you monetarily to raise a child from birth 218.
I believe it goes up every year.
Doesn't go down.
Nope.
And finally, a man was caught smuggling drugs in his false manhood. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is so very important, especially now. I said laughter, not cackles.
I thought the hand-holding was over.
Sorry.
I still, sometimes he comes to a crossroads in the road, and I still have to hold his hand to make his way across. He's pretty much, I can send him to school on his own, except for that one little crosswalk where he still doesn't know. Look one way, look the other way, and then look back again before crossing.
Goodbye, Junior!
And he loves those buttons. He loves them.
Very handsy.
Very handsy. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Well, this is timely, considering Junior was recently banned from Tinder.
Yeah, for soliciting.
June is Celibacy Awareness Month.
Ah!
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things about being celibate.
Top best things about being celibate.
Woo! Increased forearm strength. You walk around at all times with the ability to impregnate a small village if called upon.
Yep.
Nobody's going to complain about all the weight you gained during quarantine.
Come on!
Less time focusing on attracting members of the opposite sex means more times focusing on other important things in life, like collecting action figures.
That's very creative, Junior.
Isn't that what you collect, action figures, don't you? Oh, what?
I do, yeah.
What do you collect?
I have a bunch of Marvel action figures.
Can you name what you have?
Yeah. Now, hold on. I'll start the clock. I'll give you 30 seconds to name as many Marvel figures.
It may take longer.
The ones I have.
The ones you have. I'm going to give you 30 seconds.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have to stop the clock. There may be more, Haney. Ready?
Yeah.
30 seconds. Go.
Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk, Captain America, Thor, Daredevil, Punisher, Elektra, Sabretooth, Wolverine. I got a Pee-wee Herman in there somewhere. Who else? I got the Lizard. Did I say Venom already? No, I have Venom.
No.
I have Carnage. I have Gambit. I have who else? I have so many.
Time's up.
All right.
Have at any time these collectible figures gotten in range of that Chihuahua dog that pees in the house?
Oh, dude, probably.
So, mint. What was the category?
Continuing now with the top best things about being celibate. There's no one asking you 1,000 annoying, stupid questions while you're trying to watch a Star Trek movie.
Don't call women crazy.
Oh, you disgusting old.
You're disgusting.
You
Hey!
Old bitch!
Hey!
You're an old fart!
I think I'm more of a Star Trekky than a Warzy.
That occurred to you recently,
yeah,
didn't it?
I think so.
Just dawned on you.
Yeah.
Without having to worry about a woman in your life, you can bond with thousands of like-minded individuals at Comic-Con.
It is ma'am.
You no longer have to check your junk for spots every morning.
What?
What? What, dude? She said it was normal. Top best things about being celibate.
Yes.
It's kind of like being married, minus the part where you have to sit through all that HGTV.
What's on HGTV?
I don't know.
Junior, what's on that? Is that where they build all the houses?
A bunch of home remodeling, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's the stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on in my house a lot. That and 90 Day Fiancé and Smothered.
And 600 Pound Life. And finally, the very top best thing about being celibate.
Yes.
It forces you and your partner to find new ways to resent one another. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Albert has left the building.
Freddy,
thank you. Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
You're not confused, Tom from Estero. Ahoy, gentlemen. I'm a little confused. I have been told that the police were the biggest threat to the minority community. What is confusing is the news that came out of Chicago this past weekend. Yep, I saw it. Here's the scorecard from a weekend in Chicago. 102 people shot, 14 people killed. Among the dead, a 3-year-old girl shot from a stray bullet through a window. Hopefully the police will be defunded soon so this kind of thing stops. Signed, Tom.
Yeah.
Sinking in yet, Junior?
If only there was a way that we could convince the entire country that everyone should wear a mask. And that nobody should call the police when they hear fireworks.
Yeah. This is from our buddy Carlos in Miami. Haven't heard from him in a little while. Good to hear from Carlos.
Well, he's probably so happy he's got both bobbleheads now. He's just all content.
Yep. And you're not the first one to bring this up, Carlos, but I'll read your email. Ahoy, gentlemen. I hope you had a great Father's Day weekend. I am amazed. Here we go. I'm amazed on how different the both of you sound on clips from long ago. When I hear you, Stan or Haney, you sound totally different. Do you guys notice the difference, too?
Nope. Because we don't listen to old recordings of ourselves.
Well, I do sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
What do you mean? I have to.
Oh, yeah, you do. No, I meant if you had just in your spare time said, hey, I'd like to listen to me.
Oh, no. No. When I have to.
Yeah.
I do.
That never occurs to me to go, hey, you know what? I'd really like to sit down and listen to myself talk.
Nope. A lot of people, and I know you're this way especially, probably more so than me.
I forget every show.
Here's
you
the
have
thing.
To.
We talk for 4 hours.
And remember, that's whether we want to or not.
Yeah. The amazing thing is that after the 4 hours is done, it's out of my system. I talk very little after I'm off the air.
I don't speak.
I think if I say 2 or 3 things, I have to say, hi, honey. What's for dinner?
Oh, yeah, you live with another human being.
Yeah, and I do talk, but I let her do most of the talking.
Stan, I avoid it. I don't even have pets.
Yeah, I know that. But then again, I got the wildcat. I don't talk to it.
Well, you've got tons of pets.
I got a spider, and I got a Russian tortoise. All of them are quiet. Cat doesn't meow a lot. Spider says absolutely nothing. And the tortoise, he's in a world of his own.
Well, yeah, the cat's always plotting on how to murder you.
Yep. So, getting back.
Do you ever catch him just staring at you?
Yep. Ready to kill.
You know, cat sitting across the room and you just see it flexing its claws looking
yep.
at you?
Oh, I do. So, no, we don't notice the difference, Carlos.
I wonder if, Junior, does your cat penis do that to you?
No, she used to before she got the snip.
Before she got the snip. So she was spayed.
She was spayed, yeah.
Oh.
I think they still cut some, though.
The snip?
Yeah, the snip.
So your cat identifies as a male or a female? How does your cat identify?
We never had that conversation.
Well, what pronouns do you use for your cat?
They.
It's crazy how time flies. You guys do a great job, and I love listening to you every day. I spent the weekend watching your Facebook videos and YouTubes. It's awesome to see you having fun. I love the Queensryche segment in the studio. I remember that. Keep rocking, your pal Carlos in Miami. Superfan Scott. Is there a way we can get Junior to post his candid cat pics to his Facebook page? Who knows? Maybe there is some lucky lady listener who just can't wait to go on a virtual date with Junior. Maybe AOC.
Ugh.
Yeah, baby.
I wonder if she listens. We do know that there are some people in power that listen to your broadcast. The coincidences sometimes are just too obvious. Signed, Scott.
Well, Junior, you got
to... like you to post some of those pictures.
Stan, you are the one famous for saying the heart wants what the heart wants.
That's right.
You got to make it known, Junior. You know, the Dolphins' new quarterback, Tua?
Yeah.
The team was making him do like an introductory interview, a getting to know you thing.
Yeah.
And you know what he took the opportunity to do?
What?
To let it be known who his celebrity crush is.
Who is it?
And demanded that she get back to him.
Who is it?
Shania Twain.
Really?
And she wrote back.
Real? Junior, go ahead. We never know who might be listening or who has connections to AOC. She's single, right? Is she good
marriage? No, she's married to some goof who looks kind of like Junior.
She's married?
At least he acts that way.
Well, no,
she's dating this guy, but she's been dating him forever.
Yeah, not for long after she sees that pic.
Of you with the cat?
With my kitty.
One more here, and it's from Kayla. Heard your Wayback Machine yesterday. Thin Lizzy. Phil Anat had such an amazing voice. Did you know that Gary Moore was the lead guitar on that song? Amazing. Love you. Signed, Kayla.
Yeah, I love Thin Lizzy. Love Gary Moore. Love Phil Lynott.
Yeah.
They did some great things.
Yep. We're going to take a break.
And for some reason, it's only that one song that ever gets played.
I know. But it's such a good song.
Well, I'm not arguing that, but it's...
But maybe it'll tempt somebody to look deeper into their catalog.
Indeed.
Stan's Name That Movie is next. Prizes up for grabs. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the broadcast. 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. But as soon as we take care of traffic, we're going to give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's Name That Movie. Great character actor passed away last week, Ian Holm. was in a lot of films. And a very talented character actor. You would recognize him in a second. He's been in a lot of movies. We've got five of them for you. And first person to identify the film will win a prize. Winner's choice while they last.
And he worked for a long time and had a lot of success later in life.
Long time. We'll go over the prizes as soon as we get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, we got a few things on the board. First of all, a crash, Fort Myers, 7300 block of Gladiolus Drive and Lakes Park. Now, I don't know if these are the same, but they're at the same time, same area. Coco Sable Lane in Gladiolus. There is some road blockage. And then another one here, Fort Myers, crash, South Cleveland Avenue and Boy Scout Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. The films of Ian Holm, first person to identify the movie clip will have their choice of a prize while they last. K-Rock has been kind enough to print up more Stan and Haney t-shirts. We'll sign one for you. We have your size.
And for those of you that aren't familiar, the Stan and Haney Show is a popular radio show in the Southwest Florida region.
That is correct.
And the hosts of the show have agreed to sign the shirt for you, if you're unfamiliar.
Yep. Thank you, Haney. If you want to eat, we got $25 to Mel's Diner. Love Mel's Diner. We also have $50 to the Pewter Mug in North Naples. You want to get your pet groomed? You know, you want to take your little kitty penis to the pet groom?
I don't know why Junior named his cat that.
I have no idea. I have no idea why he named it the penis.
It's a good kitty.
Yeah, but pets got to be groomed. $50 to Touch of Class Pet Grooming in Cape Coral. If you want to go and
I think it's a rescue cat.
Okay.
And the cat's original name was Peanut.
Yeah.
But he wanted to make it his own.
Right, make it special, make it unique. 4th of July weekend. I've got weekend passes to Redneck Mud Park. July 2nd through the 5th.
And you've gotten good at saying that now.
What? Redneck Mud Park?
Yeah.
I had trouble with it once or twice. Fireworks will be at Redneck Mud Park for the 4th of July weekend if you want to go camping there. And we've had them before. We got them again. Telescoping back scratchers. Whether you have an itch that's 6 inches away or a foot, 3 foot away, this thing can get metal, well-crafted. Those are the prizes. Phones are on lockdown. I'll release the phones after we play the first clip. Movies of character actor Ian Holm. This movie was popular when it came out. I looked at some of it over the weekend. Might be with the effects a little dated, but it was a huge hit when it came out. Might be the most difficult out of all of them. Name this Ian Holm movie. Win a prize.
Water. Fruit.
You see, Father, by creating a little destruction,
a cherry,
I'm in fact encouraging life. In reality, you and I are in the same business. Cherish.
Where's the robot to pat you on the back? For the engineer. Oh, are they children? Maybe. Oh.
There, you see now how all your so-called power counts for absolutely nothing. How your entire empire of destruction comes crashing down, all because of one little cherry.
You saved my life. And in return, I'll spare yours. For now.
You're a monster, Zork.
I know.
Name the movie. A lot of big stars in that movie. 277-9600. Identify the film. Win a prize. First person to do it. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brett from Naples.
Brett, can you name the movie?
The Fifth Element.
It is The Fifth Element. You are absolutely correct. That was Gary Oldman in that scene.
Oldie, but a goodie.
Yep, Bruce Willis is in that movie. What would you like?
Peter Mug.
Done. Hold on. We are completed with the Peter Mug for the month of June.
Incidentally, a bit of breaking news coming in.
Yes.
The Fulton County, Georgia Sheriff's Office Fugitive Unit just apprehended Wendy's arson suspect, Natalie White.
Good.
She's being booked into jail right now. Incidentally, Natalie White is the name that Rayshard Brooks gave as his girlfriend.
Correct. Glad they got her.
She is in the Fulton County Jail right now.
Movie clip number two. Ian Holm Films. He passed away last week after a long career. A lot of movies, including this one. Name this movie.
The cumulonimbus formations about which you speak. That look like...
Giant breasts full of milk. I want clouds, damn it.
Yes, clouds. That look like giant breasts full of milk cannot exactly be guaranteed for any particular location. So you might have to wait.
Well, then we'll wait. Look, whatever they pay you at UCLA, I'm doubling it, all right? You work for me now. Find some clouds. Find some clouds. Find me some clouds.
Welcome to Hell's Angels.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been to Chatsworth, Santa Cruz, Encino, San Diego, Riverside, Van Nuys, and Bakersfield. It has been 8 months. Where are my goddamn clouds, huh?
They move, Mr. Hughes. Clouds move. That's what they do. They move.
See that? It is costing me $5,271 a day to keep those planes on the ground. You find me some goddamn clouds, huh?
Name the movie. That guy, he could do any accent. English, German, French. He could do any accent. He was great. That movie just came out a few years back. Name that movie, 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Marty in Naples.
Marty!
Marty, Marty! How are you, Marty? You want to turn your radio down for me? I think I said that to you the last time you called.
Got it.
All right, can you name the movie?
Time Bandits.
No. He was in Time Bandits. I thought that too obscure. He was in a lot of British films.
I wonder why that is.
I wonder. I liked Time Bandits. But that's not it.
That's what she said.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Matt.
Matt, name the movie.
Garden State.
Nope. That scene was with Leonardo DiCaprio playing a famous man who at one point in time was the richest man in the world. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Joe from Naples.
Joe, you know the movie?
Is it The Aviator?
It is The Aviator. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
I'll take the Mel's Diner.
Done. $25 to Mel's Diner. Hold on. I took my daughter to see this movie. Again, I told you he could do, Ian Holm could do any kind of voice. And he did a good one here, too. Great kids film. Name it.
No, 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 no!
The DNA matches. The timing works. Everything checks out. He is Gusto's son.
This can't just happen! The whole thing is a setup! The boy knows! Look at him out there, pretending to be an idiot. He's toying with my mind like a cat with a ball of something.
String?
Yes, playing dumb, taunting me with that rat.
Rat?
Yes, he's consorting with it, deliberately trying to make me think it's important.
The rat?
Exactly.
Is the rat important?
Of course not. He just wants me to think that it is. Oh, I see the theatricality of it. A rat appears on the boy's first night. I order him to kill it. And now he wants me to see it everywhere. Ooh, ooh, it's here. No, it isn't. It's here. Am I seeing things? Am I crazy? Is there a phantom rat or is there not? But oh, no, I refuse to be sucked into his little game of...
Should I be concerned about this? About... You?
Junior, you know what that is. You went and saw that movie as a kid, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I know which one it is.
Yeah, 277-9600. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Christopher.
Christopher, what's the movie?
Isn't that Ratatouille?
It is. It most certainly is. He played the chef. What was his name? Skinner. And did a phenomenal voice. What would you like?
I want your T-shirt. I've been asking Lisa Bitch for a T-shirt for 2 years. I want the T-shirt.
All right.
Lisa Bitch is not going to give you a T-shirt.
No, she's not going to give me a T-shirt, but I'm getting one now, damn it.
Yes, 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 you are. Hold the line, buddy. We got you a T-shirt. Thanks. Hold on. Nice job on getting that one. Movie clip number 4. This is where I first saw Ian Holm. Like I said, he could play anything. He's got voices that name this movie featuring Ian Holm.
Ash, can you hear me? Ash!
Yes, I can hear you.
What was your special order?
You read it. I thought it was clear.
What was it?
Bring back life form. Priority 1. All other priorities rescinded.
There's a damn company. What about our lives, you son of a bitch?
I repeat, all other priorities are rescinded.
How do we kill it, Ash? There's got to be a way of killing it. How do we do it?
You can't. You still don't understand what you're dealing with, do you? Perfect organism. Its structural perfection is matched only by its hostility.
You admire it.
I admire its purity. Survivor, unclouded by conscience, remorse, or delusions of morality.
Look, I've heard enough of this, and I'm asking you to pull the plug.
Last word. I can't lie to you about your chances, but you have my sympathies.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, can you name the movie?
Is it The Hobbit?
No, it's not. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Manfred.
Manfred, name it.
Alien?
It is Alien. You are absolutely correct with Sigourney Weaver. What would you like?
What do we have left?
I got Touch of Class Pet Grooming. I've got a back scratcher. I've got Redneck Mud Park passes. And I've got Stan and Haney signed T-shirts.
No more eats, huh?
No more eats.
All right.
More eats tomorrow. Maybe. I don't know. Probably not. What would you like?
I'll take the back scratcher.
Back scratcher! Hold on. Back scratcher. Final movie. Should be a no-brainer, although what series? Which one was it? Which one was it? And they all have a bunch of little subtitle names. Name the movie. I'll be lenient.
I suppose you think that was terribly clever.
Come on, Gandalf. Did you see their faces?
There are many magic rings in this world, Bilbo Baggins, and none of them should be used lightly.
If it's just a bit of fun. Oh, you're probably right, as usual. You will keep an eye on Frodo, won't you?
Two eyes. Yes. As often as I can spare them.
I'm leaving everything to him.
What about this ring of yours? Is that staying too?
Yes, yes. It's in an envelope over there on the mantelpiece. No. Wait, it's here in my pocket. Isn't that odd now? Yet, after all, why not? Why shouldn't I keep it?
I think you should leave the ring behind, Bilbo. Is that so hard?
Well, no. And yes. Now it comes to it. I don't feel like parting with it. It's mine. I found it. It came to me.
There's no need to get angry.
Well, if I'm angry, it's your fault. It's mine. My own. My precious.
Precious? It's been called that before, but not by you.
Oh, my business isn't of yours what I do with my own things.
I think you've had that ring quite long enough.
You want it for yourself!
Bilbo Baggins! Do not take me for some conjurer of cheap tricks. I am not trying to rob you. I'm trying to help you.
Name the movie. I'll be lenient. Let me throw this over to Junior. Do you know the full title of that one?
I know the full title, yes.
Okay, hold on. Don't blab it out yet. We still got to get a winner.
Well, I'm sure that's valuable knowledge, yep. Junior.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Lou.
Lou, name the movie.
Fellowship of the Rings.
I need the first part of it, and then you're right.
The Lord of the Rings. Fellowship of the Rings.
You got it. You are absolutely right. Nice job on that. Junior, he knew it. Faster than you did.
Yeah, so that's not Lord of the Rings 2 Electric Boogaloo, is it?
No, it is the Fellowship of the Rings. What would you like?
Pewter mug?
I'm out of food. I have pet grooming. I have back scratchers. I have Redneck Mud Park, or you can get an autographed Stan and Haney t-shirt.
The back scratcher?
You got it, back scratcher. Another back scratcher. Hold on. Back scratcher. There you go. Haney, if you don't mind, outro, please.
Oh.
As another one is put away.
Butterdome, boom, boom.
Another one's put away.
Boom, boom, boom. Another one's put away.
And another one's put, and another one's put, and another one's put away.
Yeah. And another one's put away. That concludes Stan's tribute to actor Ian Holm.
I think he's a sir, or was.
Tune in next week when Stan pays tribute to Katie Holmes.
Oh, geez.
Or Sir Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll also update you on traffic. The cockfight has moved to 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. And it's now a competition between program director Matt Mangus and us. You go to the website, 96krock.com, and pick to click. Click to pick. Seriously, it says pick to click. It's click to pick. And the song with...
What? She's just trying to help, Stan.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Why don't you turn that off?
It is completely muted. It is off and muted. Vibrations off. Ringtone is off.
Then why does she get through?
I don't know.
Ask her why.
Let's find out. Let's see what the answer is. Siri? Hey, Siri. Mm-hmm. Why do you come through even when the phone is muted?
Okay. I found this on the web for why do you come through even when the phone is muted.
What? That's not what I want. Never mind.
No, argue with her. Why not?
Found some stuff on the web about that.
Maybe, that's very helpful, isn't it?
Maybe some of our Apple experts would know. It's not very helpful.
Take that bitch to the genius bar.
Yeah. So go and click the songs. Matt's pick this week is Sons of Silver.
What's our pick?
Read them their rights. Ours is Crobot Gasoline.
I guess go Crobot.
Yeah, that's what we want.
How is this determined?
He's got the better one.
We're being set up.
Sons of Silver, Read 'em Their Rights, features ex-members of Pearl Jam, Candlebox, and Skillet. Crobot Gasoline is a three-man band from Pennsylvania that describes their music as hard groove rock.
I don't see how this works if we don't have a say in it.
Yeah, we don't. Just one thing on the board. It's in Lehigh Acres, Crash, Leonard Boulevard South, and Gunnery Road South. And you are up to date. Mark Haney in the news starts right now.
There was a time... A time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon.
Well, good evening.
This is the news for today, Tuesday, June 23rd.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. So much has changed in America.
Yes.
And it's become commonplace with every presidential election since we were children that there's some sort of scandal. To show you how things have changed, do you know what the scandal was in the 1952 presidential campaign?
52. That was the year Ike first ran for president.
Is that when you wrote your song?
No, that was for the 56 race.
And how'd that go?
Vote Ike. Vote Ike. He's a good man. He's a fair man. Vote Ike. Believe he was running against Adlai Stevenson in 52, but I don't. There was a scandal.
Oh, by 1952 standards? Dwight Eisenhower came under fire when there was a rumor started that General Dwight Eisenhower had never been baptized. Ooh. To put that to rest, Dwight Eisenhower is the only president who was baptized in office. He did it 12 days after he was inaugurated to shut people up.
All right. That was the big scandal.
Yep.
Times have changed.
And not for the better.
I wouldn't think so.
This is one that you and I know very well, and when I tell you this, there's going to be a lot of people who go, really? I wonder how often that comes into play. Well, there was a time when it did.
What?
It is illegal to own any debris from the Challenger explosion. If you are caught possessing any of that debris, you could get up to 10 years in prison.
That's the truth.
And we had to make that announcement as it was happening.
Sure did.
Because we were in Brevard County, and it was all washing up on the beaches.
All up and down the Brevard County coast. Debris was coming ashore, and people were picking it up.
And I remember the directive. It was at least twice an hour. You had to read a public service announcement explaining that you're not to touch it, you're not to possess it.
Remember it very well.
The human brain is truly a remarkable thing.
We still don't understand it.
You think about how far medicine has come. They understand very well the mechanics of the human body below the neck. Mm-hmm. They understand exactly how the heart works, what's the function of the liver, the intestine. They know this stuff inside and out. But the brain remains a mystery. Your brain represents around 2% of your body weight. 2%. However, your brain uses around 20% of the total energy available to your body at any given time.
Oh yeah, it's a hot burner. It's not a lot of fuel economy.
There is nothing else in your body that uses that kind of energy.
That's where they get the whole thing. You see smoke coming out of your ears when you have to think.
Mm-hmm. Is that where that comes from?
I think so.
Very accurate cartoon imagery.
Yep.
This is kind of a random thing. But it'll be interesting to see if you have the answer.
All right.
When's the last time Sean Connery was in a movie? We'll take the name of the movie or the year it came out.
He's retired. He's, from what I hear, not in great shape. Early 2000s. He retired. 2002.
Very close.
What is it?
Sean Connery hasn't been in a movie since The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen in 2003.
Yeah, he's an old guy now. And when you think that he was older than Roger Moore, or I'm sorry, Roger Moore was a couple of years older than him. Roger Moore has been dead for a decade. Sean Connery still lives, but I think he might have something wrong.
Why, when you said that, did I picture Roger Moore in full Bond regalia when you said he's been dead for a decade, Roger Moore busting through the door in the tuxedo going, or is he?
Yeah. How old is Sean Connery?
He's got to be a million.
He's got to be in his...
I think he's like 89.
He's old. You think he... What is the primary directive of the producer? Rule number one. Even when you were here the last time, I told you, what's rule
number
one?
He's 90. Or no, he's 89. He's 89. That's
a
fact.
What was rule number one?
To make you guys look good?
Yep.
How do we look, Sonny?
Not so good.
I will tell you right now, I'm going to ask you this, but I would doubt that you have any chance of getting this. I would have had no idea myself, so don't feel bad.
All right.
What do you suppose is the most remote inhabited place on Earth?
The Galapagos Islands.
Nope.
Tahiti.
Nope. What? You're not going to get it because I've never heard of it.
What?
I will tell you, there are around 250 people that legitimately live there.
New Guinea.
Their closest neighbor lives 1,243 miles away.
It's got to be someplace close to Antarctica.
Very good.
There is, I read the Shackleton book, and they had to go, when they were in Antarctica, to the nearest island, and it was some desolate island.
The island is called Tristan da Cunha.
I don't know.
In the South Atlantic Ocean. I wonder if Junior can find it.
Let's go to a break, and then maybe he can find it.
I'll go over there and look myself.
Thank you, Haney.
In a moment.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Police were called to a Dairy Queen in Wisconsin over a man who refused to leave the Dairy Queen drive-thru while on his bicycle.
I'm one of their queens.
He's one of Dairy's queens.
You know what I mean? When you pull up, they're like, Her Majesty's here.
Yes, exactly. Queen Charles the First.
If they were to say, I can't get a blizzard, I almost can't even say it, you know? Because I'd be arguing that I was one of their queens.
Yeah. I'd be like, Look up my info. Look at how much I've spent here.
I'm one of your queens.
Oh,
it's my coronation.
Yeah. Princess Chuck.
Yes.
Has consumed enough blizzards. That he's now our queen. Hello. Hail Queen Chuck.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Brings a tear to my eye.
Dave and Chuck the Freak Mornings, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
You found it pretty quick, Haney. Nice job.
Well, I mean, I knew where I was going. When you're looking at a world map and you just go, hey, South Atlantic, and you look around, there's not that many places.
No, you'll find something sitting out there.
Now, I looked around it, and there are other islands around it, at least one, but I guess nobody lives on that island. And it is, if you look at a world map and you find South Africa, mm-hmm, and go to your left.
Do you have to go around the horn?
I think it's just above the horn. No. It's right, matter of fact, right almost equal to the horn there.
Gotcha.
But that's a lot of blue around it.
Sure is.
Thank you. You and I are both proud parents.
We are.
You know, we have our daughters and then we have our son, Junior.
Yeah.
He's the one we share.
Yeah. Equal parenting.
Yep.
About time you hold his hand when he has to go across the crosswalk.
And we've done this story many times over the years, but it changes annually. How much does it cost now to raise a child from birth until 18? This is not including college.
Nope. And sometimes it goes beyond 18.
Yep.
Especially in today's world. It's an unbelievable amount of money.
The latest study found that raising a child will now cost you an average of just over $250,000. $252,000.
I believe it.
That works out to about 14 grand a year for 18 years. Here's how they break it down. Housing is a real bitch. An average of $3,971 extra each year. Food, just to keep them alive, $2,482 a year. Child care and education, including daycare, babysitters, and school expenses, but not college or private school.
Oh, yeah, 18, then they go off to college. Then you pay more. 18's to high school.
So child care and education, $2,280. Transportation, $2,127. Health care, $1,302.
That's usually just a premium.
Clothing, $795 a year, and miscellaneous expenses account for $1,047. That's everything from toys to haircuts.
Oh, yeah. Got to get them a Halloween costume, toys at Christmas.
Now, those stats are based on people with two children.
Mm-hmm.
14 grand per kid or 28 grand a year. If you have one, it will cost you $17,800. But yet, if you have three, you get a bulk discount.
Yeah, because a lot of them fend for themselves.
And that will cost you $10,600 per child.
Junior, are you an only child?
No, I have two sisters and a crapload of stepbrothers and sisters.
Crapload of those, Haney.
Crapload.
No, now, are they on the Nordic side of the family or the other one?
What, my steps, or?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're all Nordic.
Good to know.
The more you know.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, when you're talking airport security, it's hardly surprising to hear about a suspicious package.
Yep.
Earlier this year, airport security in Belgium, which I believe Junior taught us was the capital of Norway.
Yes, we remember that.
Airport security in Belgium stopped a gentleman who just happened to be flying in from Jamaica.
Mon.
And they detected cocaine on the man's person. We don't know if a drug dog singled him out or what, but although they detected the presence of cocaine, they did not find any drugs on him, sir. He did fail a drug test, though, so they were a bit puzzled and did the only thing they could do.
What's that?
They took him into custody and took him to a hospital for a thorough examination. Yep.
Thorough. Complete.
And it turns out that whatever it was that singled him out as being involved with cocaine was right on the money.
Oh, really?
It turns out the man was hiding 4.5 ounces of cocaine in his suspicious package.
What?
A fake penis.
Oh, come on. Really?
Really. The Belgians accused the man of being a drug mule. He objected to being referred to as such. He claims he acquired the drugs in Jamaica while there visiting his mother and brought them back for personal use only.
What were some of his favorite artists down in Jamaica?
Bob Nistamale, many of the reggae artists from the Rude Boy period, Burning Spear. Regardless of his opinion of his offense,
yes,
he is facing up to 3 years in Belgian prison. He will arrive back in court tomorrow for his sentencing. Go reggae reggae.
Whole Marley family. Ziggy Marley's.
Rita Marley. And that's the news for today, Tuesday, June 23rd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Mark, thank you. We're going to take a break. We will be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, a few things on the board. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash, 13,000 block of North Cleveland Avenue. Let's see, what else have we got? Both of these are in Fort Myers. Crash, Palm Beach Boulevard and Carolina Avenue, and a hit and run. 14,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by the Home Depot. And you are up to date.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. I heard on the radio rumors of war. people getting ready for battle, and there may be just one more. I heard about an earthquake and the toll it took away. These are the signs of the times we're in today.
Open your ears, Junior. He's a beautiful singer.
Matthew 24 is knocking at the door, and there can't be too much more to come to pass. Matthew 24 is knocking at the door, and today, one day more, could be the last. The great bear from the Northland has risen from his sleep, and the army ranks in red are near 200 million deep. The young and old now prophesy a coming Prince of Peace, and last night I dreamed of lightning in the east.
I dream of that a lot.
Matthew 24 is knocking at the door, and there can't be too much more to come to pass. Matthew 24 is knocking at the door, and today, or one day more, could be the last.
Thank you, Johnny.
God bless Johnny Cash.
Yep, and a beautiful singer.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
All right, a little bit about myself. I have attention deficit disorder, and I'm over 50, so I'm ADD-AARP. When you get older, here's the one thing you miss the most, how you used to party. Yeah, in the 70s, there was pot, 80s, Quaaludes, 90s, ecstasy. Now, I'm just down to the Theraflu. That's it. You actually have to look for new ways to get a buzz, a cheap buzz, and this does work. Lay down for like 30, 35 minutes, then get up real fast. Oh. It's a good one. I hate getting older. All my friends my age look great. You know why? They're blurry. That's why. I'm starting to pee in Morse code. Anyway, you got to keep healthy. What you're doing right now is keeping you healthy because you release endorphins when you laugh a lot. And that's why after a comedy show, you walk around for a while like, oh, yeah. Yeah. And I forgot that. And I actually got an email from a woman. She goes, can you speak to our group about the healing powers of humor? And I had to write her back. I said, I'm not a motivational speaker. I don't know if humor actually heals. And then it hit me. It was 7 years ago. I was at a theater like this, and in the aisle was a woman in a wheelchair, bless her heart, no use of her legs. Well, 20 minutes into my act, she walked out. So, yeah.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. It's so very important, especially now. I said laughter, not cackles.
I thought the hand-holding was over.
Sorry.
I still, sometimes he comes to a crossroads in the road, and I still have to hold his hand to make his way across. He's pretty much, I can send him to school on his own. Except for that one little crosswalk where he still doesn't know, look one way, look the other way, and then look back again before crossing.
Goodbye, Junior!
And he loves those buttons. He loves them.
Very handsy.
Very handsy. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Well, this is timely, considering Junior was recently banned from Tinder.
Yeah, for soliciting.
June is Celibacy Awareness Month.
Ah!
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top?
Things about being celibate.
top things about being celibate.
Top best things about being celibate.
Top best things about being celibate.
Woo! Increased forearm strength.
Look at
You walk around at all times with the ability to impregnate a small village if called upon. Yep. Nobody's going to complain about all the weight you gained during quarantine.
Come on!
Less time focusing on attracting members of the opposite sex means more time focusing on other important things in life, like collecting action figures.
Very creative, Junior.
Is that now what you collect action figures, don't you? Oh, what?
I do, yeah.
Which is, what do you collect?
I have a bunch of Marvel action figures.
Can you name what you have?
Yeah, now hold on. I'll start the clock. I'll give you 30 seconds to name as many Marvel figures.
It may take longer.
The ones I have.
The ones you have. I'm going to give you 30 seconds.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have to stop the clock. There may be more, Haney. Ready?
Yeah.
30 seconds. Go.
Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk, Captain America, Thor, Daredevil, Punisher, Elektra, Sabretooth, Wolverine. I got a Pee-wee Herman in there somewhere. Who else? I got the Lizard. Did I say Venom already? No, I have Venom.
No.
I have Carnage. I have Gambit. I have who else? I have so many.
Time's up.
All right.
Have at any time these collectible figures gotten in range of that Chihuahua dog that pees in the house?
Oh, dude, probably.
So, mint. What was the category?
Continuing now with the top best things about being celibate. There's no one asking you 1,000 annoying, stupid questions while you're trying to watch a Star Trek movie.
Don't call women crazy.
Oh, you disgusting old.
You're disgusting.
Hey.
Old
bitch.
Hey.
You're an old fart.
I think I'm more of a Star Trekky than a Warzy.
That occurred to you recently,
yeah,
didn't it?
I think so.
Just dawned on you.
Yeah.
Without having to worry about a woman in your life, you can bond with thousands of like-minded individuals at Comic-Con.
It is ma'am.
You no longer have to check your junk for spots every morning.
What?
What? What, dude? She said it was normal.
Get me!
Top best things about being celibate.
Yes.
It's kind of like being married. Minus the part where you have to sit through all that HGTV.
What's on HGTV?
I don't know.
Junior, what's on that? Is that where they build all the houses?
A bunch of home remodeling, I'm assuming?
Yeah, that's the stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on in my house a lot. That and 90 Day Fiancé and Smothered.
And 600 Pound Life. And finally, the very top best thing about being celibate.
Yes.
It forces you and your partner to find new ways to resent one another. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Albert has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddy, thank you.
Blue skies.
Yeah, every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.